Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, with a show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Back in the saddle, I've been kind of on and off a little bit, been under the weather, but much better now. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And I'm just going to tell you bluntly, the banks can steal your money. Dodd-Frank 2010, UCC Code Section 8, Paragraph 5. They can take your money. Why would you let them? Let Noble Gold help you. I've been a customer for years. That's why I can tell you, honestly, I have to give you a warning from the federal government, but I can tell you, I don't think the warning's needed, but we're offering it anyway. There's no guarantees. And I sincerely hope that you make adjustments in what you do with your money. As you make money, if you put all of it in the bank, you're asking for trouble. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. We have Michelle Melendez with us, and we got to share a stage, so to speak, at the New California Conference. Pretty cool stuff. She spoke up for Maui. Someone needs to. And now there's more bad stuff going on. The communist governor is doing communist things, and we're going to talk about that right here on the show. Michelle, so glad you could join me. It was great seeing you at the conference. Really enjoyed talking to you. It was quite the event. So
yeah, thanks for having me on again. And yeah, it was great to see you in person. And yes, the governor, the communist governor, is definitely, he's got his claws all over the state now. I do want to let people know, I wrote the book, where's it at? Great Maui Land Grab, What Caused the Maui Fire and Is Your Home Next? It also includes 21 LA fire oddities, the weather modification, Who Owns America, Truth About Carbon, Smart Cities, and Climate Change. And it's got a lot of really good information for normies, really, for people who don't know what's going on, but are questioning these crazy fires, this crazy weather, the flooding and everything, because this is definitely a weather warfare.
Absolutely. So speaking of the LA fires, $100 million missing from what the Hollywood stars raised. Not one dime has got to the people. Sound familiar?
Very, very. $3 billion have gone, been given to the state to rebuild Lahaina. And Ellie Cochran, the Hawaii state representative, is asking for receipts and invoices because there were actually contractors walking off the job because they weren't getting paid. So she's like, where is this $3 billion? So
amazing.
It's the same thing. It's a land grab as well, unfortunately. And people always ask what we can do. And the first thing to do is awareness. Share the information, get this information out, because that's the first thing, the first step is to be aware of what's going on and to share it with people.
It really is. And you wouldn't think that lightning would strike twice at Lahaina because we put so much heat on the governor. I mean, the stories I didn't write a book. You wrote a book. But mm-hmm. The stories I did got international attention. Yeah. And here you write a book that puts me to shame. And you have Eric West and what he did. These people did not get away with it. They got away with it legally, but they didn't get away with it morally. They weren't able to hide their crime of mass murder, that's property right. theft. And they're back again? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, currently there is a fire. It's a brush fire. It's not in Lahaina. It's in another location. But luckily, they are getting right as we speak in this moment, at this present moment. But they are getting water on it right now. So they are able to fly helicopters, have water tanks. The water is actually working this time because, you guys, in the Lahaina fire, the water was shut off. It was being diverted down to one farmer. And they were actually telling the fire department that they needed to get permission from this one farmer to divert the water back to Lahaina. And that whole thing about that fire. In fact, the reason why I wrote the book was because I was interviewing so many experts and I had so much information that I'm like, this has to be bigger than just my podcasts. So that's why I wrote the book. You can get the book at GreatMauiLandGrabBook.com, GreatMauiLandGrabBook.com. You can put Aloha in the coupon code, get 10% off. And also, just, I always tell, share it. And definitely share it with your normie friends who don't know what's going on. I've sent it to many of my friends who have no clue about what's happening.
Well, the mainstream media didn't help us, but just to review very quickly before we launch into the present state of affairs with the governor, the fires were clearly lasers from flyovers. They tried to blame Hawaii Electric. That was a joke. They shut down their power. Of course, when BlackRock's your major asset manager, you do what you're told. And then they had no alarms. The excuse they used was just so nonsensical. If we would have turned on the alarm, people would have thought it was a tsunami and run uphill into the fire.
That's
And then
right.
they blocked the exits. And see, I have receipts for every one of the things I'm saying here. I have the exit blocking on tape. People jumping out on melted pavement, burning their feet, trying to get to the ocean to survive. I have that on tape. And then there's the missing children. I think they were in the buses that ran through Lahaina earlier in the day. I think they offloaded them from the school. What do you think about that?
I did see that. I didn't put that part in the book because I couldn't. Everything in the book is double, triple verified that normies can find it. But I did see the buses at first, and then it was gone. The children, as far as the numbers go, the Hawaii Education Department, prior to the fire, there was 3,001 children enrolled in the Lahaina Luna School District. After the fire, it was 548 re-enrolled. 400 and I think 34 or something like that enrolled in private school, and 2,025 children did not re-enroll. And then our new friend, or Paul Preston, who is the gov new governor of the new California state of California, he used to be a school superintendent. He called the Hawaii Education Department 2 weeks and then 3 weeks after the fire. And he asked, has any school requested the academic records of these 2,025 children that did not re-enroll in the Lahaina Luna School District? And the Hawaii Education Department said, no, these educational records follow the child through their entire academic career. So where were these 2,025 children? Because they didn't re-enroll into a school that requested any of these records. And that's just not a normal thing. So it's very, very questionable things. The death count that went up, went down, it was like a bouncing ball all over the place. And I asked retired fire captain Matt, a 33-year firefighter, I said, is that normal? And he said, Michelle, nothing about this fire was normal. So that's the reason I wrote the book. It's so much information. It was over the top. It won third place in the American Book Fest under True Crime, and that's exactly the one contest I wanted to place it in, and it did finish, was a finalist in that contest.
That's really good. I just am beside myself that this has died out. And of course, how many people have been able to rebuild and move back into where they were at?
After I think it's almost a year, 2 years now, because it'll be 2 years August 8th, so it's almost 2 years. And we had eight people. The first year, one house was built. It still looks like a war zone. When you go to over at Lahaina, there's still many, many houses not being built. There's zero permits being allowed on the coast. No building for businesses who've lost their business in Lahaina. You lost a business in Lahaina, you have not been able to rebuild yet. So many permits, people are still waiting for their permits after 2 years. So it's they have passed a lot of the different things through the legislative body, which is very questionable. Because Maui was set to be the first smart city, smart island, and this was in 2015 by Japanese and Hawaiian stakeholders, as well as LA, as well as Myrtle Beach, as well as North Carolina, all of it. So it's just, what's happening is an absolute crime.
I want to bring up Peltier, the chief of police, for a minute. Just let people know, in case most people don't know this, the massacre in Las Vegas that occurred at a concert. He was in charge. He was a liaison between the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI. and he controlled the press. And we know there was so much BS involved. We know, I don't want to go down that avenue. I was going to mention the CIA, but I'm not going to go there. But with Peltier, here he is overseeing one of the biggest mass shootings in American history. And we saw how inept and how criminal he was then. And just magically, months before the fire, he shows up as the Maui police chief. How does that happen?
Exactly. They actually had to change a law in order for him to be hired. They actually changed it. It was a law that made it so people, you had to have 1 year residency in Maui in order to be the police chief. They changed that to 30 days, and I believe it was 6 months prior to him getting hired on. The exact numbers in the book, but it's when they have to change a law to bring a man in, it's very questionable. And this man had eight complaints against him when he was hired on. Less than 6 months after him being hired on, he had eight complaints of people complaining that he was harassing and bullying. Three of those complaints were taken to the Maui police commissioner, and they were all said not substantiated, unsubstantiated, all three. So it just shows that some people in the Hawaii or Maui Police Commission, somebody's saving his butt. Somebody's behind him, to many, many things. There were mishandling of human remains. This is in the Maui police report for the Lahaina fire.
Yeah. Tell that story about the remains, because you told that at the New California Convention. I was shocked by it.
They had recruits picking up human remains, recruits who had zero experience. They were putting them the bodies what they could get into the same bag. You're supposed to do one bag per body. You're
Yeah.
supposed to do a GPS exactly where you find the body, the very spot you find it. They didn't do the GPS till it moved two or three times. So they weren't sure where the body was actually found, and they actually had multiple bodies in the same bag. So of course the death count is not going to be accurate. So many things, and people are not sure they have their entire person, or even if they have the right family member.
Exactly. They buried Uncle Mo in one part of his neighbor. It was, and I'm not making light of it. I mean, it's just crazy what they did. I want to also go back to one other thing we brought up with the children. I spent a good amount of my time in education from ninth grade, teaching ninth grade all the way to postgraduate in college. I can't believe a whistleblower has not come out of the local school district and say there's a massive cover-up going on here.
I agree. One of my friends who lives in Maui said that her friend, who's a teacher, was actually given a new roster and told, "Don't contact the people not that are not on this roster because you will further traumatize them." So they were actually given a new roster. This is secondhand information, but they were given a new roster and then told not to contact the people not on it. Just being in Maui when I was visiting, there was an Uber driver that was telling me about his friend's children cried every single day going to school, that they ended up moving off the island because the children kept saying none of all of their friends are gone. All of their friends are gone. The official count of the children that died in this fire was three. That's the official count. And this was after these 3,001 children were out of school. They were, and when they're out of school, they're either at home alone or at home with their aunties or uncles, and no emergency plan. The best warning system in the world wasn't turned on. And you guys remember the tsunami that we just had, the tsunami warning that Hawaii just had because of the Russia earthquake. Well, our alarms, my alarm went off every 2 hours. A phone on my cell. I got a cell. Hey, there's a tsunami in the area. Please get to high ground. Every 2 hours, the massive best warning system in the world went off every hour until the next day when it turned off, and it would say, "Okay, you guys can. Everything's good now." But I'm like, no. These people had no warning system on their cell phones. Cell phone was turned off for a month after the fire. Prior to the fire, it was not working. And then a month they didn't have cell phone service in Lahaina. So they didn't allow media in for a month. They didn't allow people back to their houses for 90 days. So many things. Unbelievable. They put up a 5-mile dust screen 12 feet high. Then it was approved for $2.3 million 10 days after the fire. And they completely wrapped Lahaina with this humongous dust screen. And I asked again, I asked the fire captain, I said, is it normal to put a dust screen around a fire, a burn zone? He said, no,
I've
they
been
don't.
told the same thing. I've been told exactly the same thing. Some of the people that I've talked to in Hawaii, but they won't go on the record because they're legitimately afraid, and I do mean that seriously. They think that these kids were either trafficked, and the ones who weren't trafficked were killed for their organs. This is what I've heard from several people on Maui. Have you heard those same things?
I've heard the trafficking. I haven't heard the organs, but that does happen in certain areas around the world. But what I have definitely heard from a local is that there were bodies that were washing up on Lanai. Lanai is another island in front of Maui, and it's right in front of Lahaina. So if anything comes off of Lahaina, it's going to hit that island before it goes out to sea. And there was a local, he would not go on the record for saying this. He told it to me personally in person. And he said that him and some of his uncles were literally recovering these bodies that were from the water, washing up on Lanai. And yes. And also the other thing too, that people, if you get the book, GreatMauiLandGrabBook.com, you'll see bodies. They're not burned normally. They don't burn. A body and a fire burns from the outside in. You will see a skeleton. If anything's left of a human body after it burns, it'll be either a skeleton, teeth, ashes. That's what you get. These bodies are completely recognizable. You see the hair. You see the hair design. You see the braids in somebody's hair. There's a dog with its nose, its ears, its paw pads, its fur. That's impossible. This is not a normal fire. It was never a normal fire.
Well, there's a couple things there, and I covered this in depth. Wildfire, and gosh, I wish I had the stats in front of me because I'm speaking from memory now. But I want to say wildfire is what, a little over 2,000 degrees. And some of the things that got melted on cars were over 3,000 degrees. And I'm speaking generally, but I'm effectively correct in terms of the proportional difference between what's a wildfire and what came from what killed these people. Directed energy weapons.
Yeah, it was very hot. A house does not burn into white ash. It burns into black soot, black. It'll leave the refrigerator, the stove, the toilet. This is just like Paradise Tubbs Fire. It's all white ash. It's not, and the trees are still left standing. The cars with their glass melted out and their engine blocks gone. But yet the palm trees are still standing right next to it. So it doesn't, and the reason is because the chemistry, the 48-year arborist, Robert Bram, he's the one who told me, because I told him, I said, how does the tree not burn? And he said, Michelle, the chemistry of the fire doesn't recognize the organic material. So it's actually a microwave chemistry. And if you put a chicken breast into a microwave, it doesn't catch fire. It burns, it heats up from the water inside the chicken breast, not the organic material. So that's what's happened as well here.
Do you subscribe to the notion that they had to kill as many people as possible to prevent land transfer, and they wanted entire families gone?
I
So,
absolutely do.
you do agree with that?
Absolutely do. There was a state representative, Ellie Cochran. She knew a family of 10 people that died together two blocks from where she lived. She survived the fire. She was born and raised in Lahaina, survived the fire. She actually called the Maui fire chief and said, should we? And the fire chief was off island and said, should we evacuate? And he said,
As
why?
they all were.
They all were, yeah. The emergency management director off island. He had zero management experience. He beat out 40 applicants. He said, he said, let me call you back. He calls her back in a few minutes and he says, yes, evacuate. So she, thank God, survived the fire, But there has been, they believe whole families have died. They believe the count of 102 deaths is a complete and utter lie, that thousands of people have been killed. And that's the other thing too, people need to know, is that they have put a lot of people, a lot of Lahaina fire survivors, into these tiny house camps. And there have been three deaths in these camps with zero reporting. The Hawaii media is not reporting on these deaths. And two of them, one of them was a heart attack, but the other two, one was a 16-year-old boy, died in his sleep, and another one was found decomposing in their home. Nobody had checked on this person. They have no re they don't know why they died. There's like unknown cause. And then there's another thing, is that one of the tiny homes burned and they don't even know what started it. The fire chief was like, unknown cause of fire. So what's happening in these camps? Like, people are dying without any media coverage. There's fires that are happening without any cause. So, Ellie Cochran, who's, thank God for her, she's this, again, the Hawaii state representative, and trying to do her best to support these people. She told the Hawaii fire chief, it's not acceptable to put down unknown cause of a fire in these tiny homes, tiny camps, And then she actually called the Maui police chief and asked him, have they, this is what she told me. She said, I asked him if they had looked into the causes of these two deaths. And his reaction, his response was, there has been nothing nefarious that has happened in these camps. That was the first thing he said. He's like, there's been nothing nefarious that has been happening. She didn't ask, is there something nefarious happening? She said, what's going on with these unknown deaths? Who's reporting on them? Who's checking them out? Unbelievable.
I'm stunned, but I'm not surprised. And this kind of the point I'm making here to the audience, and Michelle's reinforcing this, if you kill off entire families, there's no heirs to rebuild.
That's
And
right.
also, too, you look at the asset managers, and I'm not saying that BlackRock was part of it. I couldn't prove that. But it's interesting because they're the major asset manager for Hawaii Electric. They got the blame falsely. But also, they're the major asset manager for the developers coming in and swooping up these properties at bargain basement prices. And so they're playing both ends against the middle here. And some people say it's just good business. Yeah, I'd like a thorough investigation.
Yeah, we actually submitted a 17-page, many of us submitted a 17-page affidavit showing all the reasons why a third party should be investigating this fire. And we sent it to many senators, representatives, the Hawaii governor, who's, in my opinion, he is an absolute communist, and I think he was in on it. I have no proof of that.
Well, I think he's a mass murderer. I'm going to say it right here. I suspect him of being a mass murderer, and I want him investigated for it. Because let's go back to what happened. The developers tried to buy the people Lahaina out for decades,
That's
and they
right.
wouldn't budge. They wouldn't. The land was spiritual to them. They just wouldn't budge. And then he said, "Okay, you're a protected area. You're a sacred site, historical preservation, unless there's a natural disaster." And less than a month later, the natural disaster in quotes happened.
You're right. And he suspended 22 laws in July. And the first one was the Hawaii Historic Preservation Law. He suspended, that was the first law he suspended, and all in the name of homeless crisis, emergency proclamation. So this governor, he's not supposed to make or suspend laws. He's not supposed to have that power, but yet he spent 6 months on this emergency, met with over 200 people, suspended 22 laws, and he has signed this law. Emergency proclamations are only supposed to last 60 days. He keeps signing these emergency proclamations. He's signed emergency proclamations over 90 times, over 90 times. And the homelessness, the housing, this one that's called Uncle Billy's Hotel, Uncle Billy's Hotel, he actually suspended a competitive bidding law. He suspended a law that allows people to put in a bid, so only one company was able to get the bid, get the contract to rebuild this hotel. It's like, who's paying this man? This he's absolutely criminal. This man needs to be in jail.
Yeah, well, the other thing too that was interesting is he fervently denied the accusations that people like you and me made about you want to turn this into a smart city and you committed mass murder to do it. And he goes, we have no intention of doing smart city. Yet they had meeting after meeting leading up to the event where they were talking smart city. And he even went as far to visit the UN not once but twice. You want to talk about that?
Oh my gosh, that's the reason why I started doing my investigation was because he went to the United Nations. First, why does a governor go to the United Nations to speak to the world leaders? There's no reason for a governor to go to the United Nations. He goes to the United Nations, and the first words out of his mouth were that the whole fire, Maui fire, was because of climate change. And people, if you go to World Climate Declaration, just put in World Climate Declaration in your URL. You are going to see a PDF that has almost 2,000 credentialed scientists from around the world that have signed a declaration saying there's no climate emergency. Climate change happens every second of the day. And so he goes and he says it's climate change and that we have to do things because of climate change. And that's when I started really, really looking into this because so many experts. Including John Coleman, who used he founded the Weather Channel, the first weatherman on Good Morning America, won Meteorologist of the Year in 2018 or 1984, actually. And he says there's no climate danger. He says no climate danger. So they need us to believe in climate change in order for them to put things through legislation, including our general plans. So you got to be looking at your general plans. Because they're putting things through on the under the guise of climate change, and that is just not, it's not okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you're saying it the way you're saying it, because I don't think this is going to surprise you when I say this. Climate change fits hand in hand with 15-minute cities
That's
and
right.
being a smart island, so to speak, right? Because climate change means no cars, no meat, no dairy, all that crap that goes with it. And so by him saying climate change, he's basically saying we're going to turn this into a smart island in response.
Yeah.
I'm sure you agree with that.
100%. I mean, they actually in legislation, I think it's Bill, I think it's 8311. It's in the book, the number, but they wanted to take in legislation, they wanted to take the entire West, this was after the fire. They wanted to take the entire West Coast of Maui out of the governing board of Maui County, give it to nine people, a nine-person governing board to rebuild Lahaina. So they were going to take the entire west coast of Maui, give it to a nine-person board, and the whole reason was it says to rebuild Lahaina, we need to do this. And
Whoa,
we
whoa, whoa. What about the parts of Maui that weren't damaged that are on the coast?
exactly.
Are they having their property rights taken away too?
They we there's a lot of people that made a stink about that bill and did not go through, so it did not pass. However, I spoke with Ellie Cochran again, the Hawaii State Representative, and she said there's a lot of things in that bill that is still moving forward, even though it didn't pass the legislative body. So we're doing our best to keep an eye on the legislation because you guys, I've been told by a very high-end Hawaii businessman that the mafia runs these islands is basically what he said, Michelle. He said, Michelle, the mafia runs the Hawaiian islands. So we're just doing the best that we can. And one of the things that we're doing here on Big Island is stopping our own general plan. But before I go into that, I do want to share too that the Hawaii governor, along with the some legislative members, passed a bill called it was House Bill 427, and it literally puts now we're talking communist. This is number one communism bill right here. They passed a bill that allows for a biosecurity office in the Hawaii Ag Department, which gives them full emergency powers. They can confiscate your land, confiscate your livestock, confiscate your food and other products. All under the guise of public safety, because there's a beetle or soil contamination or mold or something like that. They don't have to prove it. It doesn't have to go through due process. This just passed, you guys, last month. So we're looking at ways that we can fight this because this went right under our noses. There were people that testified against it, but it's absolutely amazing that this has passed legislative body.
That's shocking. Am I surprised? No, not really. I guess my question is, where the hell is Trump?
I know. Where the hell's anybody? I'm like, anybody, because I've been talking to lawyers. I've been saying, how can we fight this? First of all, the emergency proclamations he's signed again, he's signed over 90 of them. There's seven emergency proclamations that he continues to sign. And these seven emergency proclamations suspend a lot of different laws, due process. I have a whole list of laws that they suspend. He keeps signing this. There's no checks and balances. These laws are keep continuing to be suspended. So I'm like, that is a total violation of his oath of office by suspending constitutional laws like this, as well as or just laws in general. He can't suspend laws, but he's been doing it. So I've been trying to find out what are the actions that we can take that gets him to stop being able to sign another 60 days of this emergency, which where's the
Yeah.
emergency?
I have an answer, okay? And I'm not trying to sound like a know-it-all, believe me, but I do have an answer. First of all, before I give you that, federal district, what are you? Are you nine? Are you the same as San Francisco, or do you have a different one for Hawaii?
Oh, I'm not sure. I know we have nine
Okay.
districts in the island.
Yeah, there's nine. I think you might be nine. I'd have to look that up. Okay, but here's what I was going to say. You're going to have to get an attorney off island who is also licensed in Hawaii, because the pressure to disbar this person would be immense if they came and defended you. Okay, so that's the first thing. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience because we dealt with the same thing when we were fighting our land battle. The second thing is public interest law firm, probably your best bet, and you're going to lose in federal district court, because I think it is District 9. But the Supreme Court, if it reached the Supreme Court and if they took the case, you're going to win. That's my sense of this. And this goes, this is why I'm saying, where the hell is Trump? Because let me tell you, Trump is keeping a couple of people in line over the Epstein deal. Trump isn't covering for himself. I got this on good authority. And he's keeping the Supreme Court in line. You notice all the immigration rulings are going his way now? It's because of what's in the Epstein files. I'm telling you right now. Okay? This is why they won't release the list. It's part of the deal. So if you got this case before the Supreme Court, I guarantee you they're going to bury this. They're going to say, nope, they're not going to get away with this, Green. There's too much here. But I can't believe Trump is okay with this. But if we carry out the plan as you've described it, Hawaii is going to basically, except for a servant class, is going to be empty. Do they want the smart island concept here? Is it like a Las Vegas of the Hawaiian Islands? It's a playland for the rich and famous. Have you thought about what the end goal is for these people?
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you said playlist for the playground for the rich and famous, because there are rich and famous here. We have a billionaires here. We have people that are buying up some of the land here on Big Island as well. And my friend who works for National Security, she definitely has said that something's going on with having the rich and famous here. Also, that I don't want to go off topic, but there is something happening with the solar system. Like, we do have weather warfare, but there is something happening with the sun. And she believes that the reason for all the bunkers, because a lot of these billionaires, Mark Zuckerberg, he has a big, humongous bunker, and I can't
Yes.
remember what island it is.
I think it's on your island, the Big Island.
Island? Wow, that wouldn't be surprising. But yeah, so there's a reason why they have these bunkers. They're not telling us about the solar system as well. This is one reason for the earthquakes that are happening. The earthquake in Russia. This there was a the, when the pl certain planets, there's Mars and Mercury that align up with the sun, and they conjunct, literally line up with the sun and the Earth. They create an energy field in the sun that actually pushes the plasma toward toward the Earth, then creates a frequency field, earthquakes that happen because of that. So they're not talking to us about the solar system as well. So there's a lot of things that are happening. And what I always tell people is have a to-go bag, tell your family, have an emergency plan, and then start to really create a relationship with your higher power and trust in your intuition. If something feels off and you're like, I should go home or I should go somewhere, follow your gut because I don't, th this world is not what we think it is. A lot of things are happening. And I think this is, I don't think this world is, I know this world is not what we think it is. So higher.
You're not off topic, Michelle. You're right on topic. And as you're talking, my mind is working overtime here. I think what you're indicating by inference, at least this is the way I'm taking it, is that the Hawaiian Islands have deemed to be a safe place for the earth changes that are underway.
I've heard that as well. I've heard that as well. I mean, we do have our tsunamis, and that one, that tsunami warning was ended up being a 6-foot wave, which was thank God, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was nothing. But here's the thing, and my friend who again who works for national security said the amount of emergency alerts was over the top for this tsunami. I mean, it
Yes,
like I said,
I thought that too.
every 2 hours it was going off on our cell phones, on the warning system. She said that she believes that they've the powers that be felt it was going to be a lot bigger, obviously. But when the governor goes on the news and says it's 6 feet from the bottom to the top, is like that's when the alarm should have stopped, but they still didn't stop. They still kept going. So
They were
we don't
testing the system. I
something.
guarantee you, there was a beta test going on
Yeah.
here. I'm going to go even a step further with you. This is something I've not talked about publicly, but as you know, I've got some contacts in some interesting places in government. And through the years, I've heard this. I'm going to compile a lot here. Some of these bunkers are designed to be submersibles that can survive land changes. And the land changes, the earth changes would have to be unbelievably catastrophic to endanger the structure. In other words, I'm talking Noah's Ark kind of material. And I've had this information now, gosh, probably for 15 years, I think. And the fact that Zuckerberg and others are building structures like this, they're not just building underground bunkers to survive riots, they're building the bunkers to survive earth changes. And the earth changes are ongoing. And I think what we're talking about fits into this. The Ring of Fire has awakened. The Cascadia subduction zone is near critical. Mount St. Helens is ready to go. There is a volcano north of Fairbanks, Alaska, or Anchorage, Alaska. It's ready to go. Yellowstone is showing troubling signs as well. I could go on and on with this. And I'll just say this. This has driven me to research some things that are really kind of out of my wheelhouse, but I've been looking at it for several years. Lost city off the coast of Cuba. I published the pictures yesterday. 45 degree angle pyramids, right angle structures, 2,000 feet deep. And the way the authorities are trying to explain it, oh, it's nothing. The current shaped that over time, hundreds of years or thousands of years, it couldn't have sunk to 2,000 feet. Excuse me. The Earth has two crusts, slow evolving millions of years to bring changes, and quick roller coaster stuff that can happen, move continents a long way. And that's historical fact. That's taught to geology students in college. So long story short, Michelle, we're in the middle of these Earth changes. And what I have started to suspect is the smart city concept is really a cover for what's deemed to be a survivable area. I could
Yeah.
be wrong, but I mean, a lot of indicators are pointing in this direction.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. And that's why, I definitely don't want to spew fear, but it's something we need to look at, especially with the fact that if you look at the sun, when I was growing up, the sun was yellow and now it's white. And people are like, oh, it's because of the chemtrails. We don't have a lot of chemtrails here in Hawaii. That sun is different. It's not the same sun as it
Yeah,
was.
it's going through a cycle. I agree. And I think this is why you have Atlantis and Lemuria and the remnants sitting at the bottom of oceans now.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to be one big continent, Pangaea. No one even argues about that. But how did it break apart? Earth changes. That's how it broke apart. In fact, Africa's splitting right now. I've run this story twice. There's huge crevices opening up, and there's going to be an inland sea, inland ocean between one part of Africa that's breaking off and the other, and it's happening fairly quickly. I don't know if
Wow.
you've seen that or not, but I've actually published pictures of it. We have these changes going on like crazy right now. It's actually, too, if people read the book of Revelation, this shouldn't be surprising anybody. So I think that could be the situation involving green. The UN makes sense they would be involved.
Well, I think he's definitely a puppet for them
Yeah, no
because
question.
there's, he goes to the United Nations. There's no reason for a governor to go to the United Nations at all. And just tells the story that they want him to, the narrative that they want. And then, oh my gosh. So then he also, well, I don't want to bring up the COV thing, but our Hawaii News just backs him up. Whatever he does, the Hawaii News now just backs him up every time. It just blows my mind. And it's like, that's why I think, okay, what is ours to do? And I love that you gave me some things that I can do, some action steps that I can do, which I'll be doing, because I'm like, okay, we're here for a reason. We're not just here just to get a job and have our house and have all these bills, but we're here for a reason. We're guided by what it is we love to do. And I've been a fitness trainer since 1996. That was what I loved to do when that one situation happened with the things. I started speaking out against that. And then when the fires happened, started doing research around that only because there was a pull. My heart was like, you're supposed to do this. So that's why I say get into a relationship with your higher power, because you have the same story with how you started the Common Sense Show. And each one of us is guided to do what we're supposed to do. And we our job, what we call our kuleana, what is ours to do, is to follow that. And that's why I think this is a game. I think this world is nothing what we think it is.
Well, I think the baseline for the world, it's good versus evil at the base.
Absolutely.
And for me, I come from Christian background. I look at Genesis 6 verse 4, and you got the fallen angels, the Nephilim that came to earth, cast out by God, and they lost the battle in space against the Lord, and he cast one third of them here. I think we're dealing with the descendants,
I
and the
agree.
descendants recruit conscripts here to do their work, like Governor Green. He's a conscript of these entities, and that's ultimately how I see it. By the way, I've been told by people like Pastor Paul Begley and others, this is the hot topic in eschatology now. I actually spoke on this last year at Hear the Watchman conference, and Paul came up to me afterwards, says, "Dave, I'm glad to hear you talk about this because this is the hot topic in the Christian religion right now." I don't think it's controversial at all. When Lahaina happened, my mind stopped at the they want to play land for the rich and famous as I connected to what Green was doing. But I think it's deeper than that. This is about their survival.
I agree. Yeah. And also, I love that you talked about that because there is an evilness here. And this evil feeds off of fear, anger, and hatred. It feeds off of it. That's why it needs us to be afraid, angry, and disliking each other, because that is the free, because we're actually, we are batteries. Our energy, our emotions can be measured on an energy scale. And the highest frequency, is love and peace. And we're not there right now in this world because they want us afraid. They want us in anger. They want us against each other because this evil, whatever it is, feeds off of that. But that's why I say, when people say, well, what can we do? I say, have an emergency plan and then get, find your forgiveness, clean up your relationships. Clean up your own relationships in your family with your friends, and try to find your balance and try to find your own peace in your heart and go back to love and forgiveness. That will start to starve them, because I do think you're right, Dave. This is their survival. They know we're waking up. They know we're talking story around this truth, and they only have a short amount of time I feel they only have a short amount of time before they can really take us over. But when we're in love and we're, I mean, I feel like I'm guided and protected. People are saying, oh, you're so brave and you know this and that. And I'm like, no, this is what I'm supposed to do. And I know I'm protected. I know
Yeah.
I'm protected. So.
I've come to the same conclusion too, man. Not because I'm special, it's just because you're chosen. I mean, if you look at who Jesus picked to follow him, and there weren't always the nicest people. I mean, Paul was Governor Green. He was a mass murderer, and I look at that, I just say you're chosen. Doesn't necessarily mean we're above anybody else. It just means you're chosen. And you know, the thing is, I rejected getting into this fight for a long time because I liked the life I was living. And finally, I think God just said, I'm going to take your property rights away, and you're going to get into this, and then you're going to stay into this, and you're going to spread my word. I mean, that's how I look at this. And we all have different stories on how we come to this. But what's really frightening is most people don't know, but I can tell you why they wanted to kill off the people. I don't think they're done with this in Hawaii. I think you're going to have more lahainas. They want a small servant class, but they want the rich and famous and the world elite right where you're at. That's my belief. And some people will say, well, Dave, that's a crazy conspiracy theory. Okay, I'd say go back. Why did they murder all these people and go to these great lengths and then connect it to smart cities in the UN?
Yeah, no, that's ab absolutely true. And in fact, Lahaina was the capital of the Hawaiian Islands when King Kamehameha III he conquered and ruled, and in the capital was Lahaina. There's Lahaina is a very special spot for Hawaii, and for them to destroy that is, I feel like they literally destroyed one of the hearts of Hawaii, the biggest heart, because it's a very special place. And when you guys look at, I mean, the absolute, there's no way this fire was normal. I mean,
No,
there's.
no, no. Listen, you talk about Hawaii News. They've had a flip in how they're being managed because I actually saw TV reports they did on taking out the topsoil out of Lahaina. And they took out tons and tons and tons and then buried it at shooting ranges and so forth. They even took it off island in some cases. And people say, well, Dave, why would they do that? Because I played the video, on my website. And they said, why would they do that? And I said, because directed energy weapons have signatures in the soil. And so they had to take all the topsoil off to hide the crime. I mean, it's so obvious what they did. And that was Hawaii News.
Yeah, we actually sent we had my friend found a toad, a complete toad in a jumping position in the Lahaina burn zone. It was inside the inside, there was no organs or anything. It was just like it was petrified. And I sent it to a frontline doctor who said he would check it for microwave energy. He never got back to us. He wouldn't respond to texts or emails or anything.
I could
Never
tell you
appeared.
why. He was told not to.
Yeah,
You
I'm
know,
sure.
every communication we have right now is logged by the NSA. It's done by artificial intelligence. And certain buzzwords and key things come to people's attention, and this is how you get interfered with. I mean, to me, that's not a mystery at all what they did with that. It's just, I can't believe we're here. I'm going to tell you this quick story here. Part of our property rights battle here, we discovered that the area I live in North Maricopa County, which is rural, but we're kind of losing the rural feel because of growth, but they wanted to put in a multimodal hub for the Canamex Highway from Central America all the way up into Alberta, Canada. And they wanted to merge it with I-15, but they want this big multimodal hub here, airport, big trucking and rail. Okay, well, there's a thing going on right now, and I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to put this on the record. I think we're going to have our own Lahaina where I'm at. And I'm just going to say this, and I'm done being nice. I don't have any proof, but BNSF Railroad, which would be part of the multimodal hub of rail, they have a plan to put in toxic waste chemicals 500 yards from an elementary school, 1500 yards from a high school, and then all these people. And they wanted us out of here, and they tried to get us off our land, starting 20 years ago. And this is what you said led to the show, and that's correct. I think we're going to see a toxic spill once they have this in, and they're going to eliminate this area so they can get what they want.
Well, look at Palestine, Ohio. I mean, nobody's mentioning them again. That whole train derailment, and then they burned the toxic fumes. I mean, oh my gosh.
I know. It's just amazing. But I've often wondered, and I got to talk to Paul because Paul has forgotten more about paradise than I'll ever know. But when I looked at the paradise situation, it didn't make a lot of sense to me as far as an end game. It looked like senseless murder, and I couldn't figure out what are they trying to accomplish. I've often wondered now since Lahaina if that wasn't the beta test for what they were going to do.
I was thinking it was a test as well. Yeah, because when I went there, my mother's 20 minutes from paradise, and I saw pine trees standing, complete neighborhoods just dissolved into white ash, all the trees still up. There were certain houses that were not burned. There was white picket fence, no singe marks, no fire, nothing. It was just really, really bizarre. My first job was in paradise, so I'm very familiar with that. And then the other thing too is Paul, and I know another person who was talking about the death toll. No way was what they said it was.
Yeah, Paul has covered that on my show quite often. We've talked about that several times over the years, and you're absolutely right. And then you look at the LA fires. That was also directed energy weapons, and we have enough eyewitnesses to really validate that. But the damage wasn't substantial, and I'm wondering, is that a beta test for bigger things?
You know, I'm not sure, but the other thing with the LA fires and this, total conspiracy theory on this one, but Diddy was in court and his house burned and a lot of other people's homes burned. So could it have been the evidence burning down? Even though that's very, very far-fetched. I don't have the proof of that, but one of the victims of Diddy actually said that there was going to be a fire. So this was prior to the fire.
Really? Do you know any details on this?
She was on TikTok and she said, and then I should have kept it, but she said this was after the fire. She was actually, I'm sorry, prior to the fire, she said there's going to be a fire and there was a fire. So it's,
Wow.
yeah.
We're going to have to follow up on this and do another show. Because we're where we need to stop to stay within network parameters, but I knew there's a suspicion about the Diddy files. Okay. I didn't know there was someone that said it was going to happen ahead of time. But I think that when they do these fires and these events, they generally serve multi-purposes.
Yeah,
And I think that probably was maybe one of them. Well, we are at the end. And I'll tell you, trust me, we'll have Michelle back. This is just too interesting. But you have a lot of ways and services you offer to people. You've got the book again, The Great Maui Land Grab. Tell people how they can follow you.
you guys can follow me. I'm on Rumble, YouTube, BitChute under Blossom Inner Wellness, and that's my fitness business, but I do all kinds of sharing of truth on those channels, Blossom, and then Inner, INNER Wellness. And I'm on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. And really, it was so interesting because my YouTube was getting started. I had like 500,000 views on on the Arborist video. And then it just kind of stopped because I kept sharing all this stuff. I've been in YouTube probation since almost a year. So yeah, I'd appreciate any more subscribers would be greatly appreciated. Blossom Inner Wellness on YouTube or Rumble.
That's awesome. Send me the link, will you? And I'm going to put it up with what we do. But our guest has been Michelle Melendez, and she knows a lot about a lot of things, doesn't she? But anyway, we're going to have her back to explore this. Folks, we are living in unsettled times, and it's all in the book of Revelation. This should not surprise anybody. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Michelle, thank you. And I
Oh,
can't wait till we do this again.
thank you, Dave.
Take care.